So let's talk some footy while we've got Jim here, because Brisbane Lions midfielder Jared Lyons has been good enough to join us. 2 years in the system at Brisbane. It's been a very productive 2 years. Not quite the ultimate goal, but I'm sure 2021 they're looking to go a couple better. Jared, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you with us. It's been a very, very positive time for you at the Brisbane Lions in the last couple of seasons, albeit a very different year last year. What's been the off-season like for you after, what have you been playing now, 10 years in the game?
Yeah, it's certainly a little bit different when you've got a young family. Sort of just floated around Brisbane, really. Couldn't go too far, so and we didn't return till January, so we've got a good little chunk of time off, and we still made sure we were training together. A lot of the boys sort of trained together when we didn't really have to, so I think that's put us in good stead for the year.
Was there a, for you personally, was there a sense of, oh, bloody hell, we missed out an opportunity to play in a grand final at home last year? I mean, you won a final, which you weren't able to do 2 years ago, so there was progress, but was there a sense of missed opportunity last year from your perspective?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were playing such great footy until that prelim, and yeah, we really didn't come out and play well, and sort of didn't start well, which hurt us. And Geelong were very good. I mean, credit to them. That's the best footy I've seen them play for a while. So yeah, I think the group was hurting and still hurting all the way up until we started this year. But I think the positive is it's actually got a really young group. So it's great experience for them, and a lot of the boys have come back fitter and probably hungrier and ready to go. So, it'll only make us better, I think, in the long run.
Jared, Jimmy Bartel here. Yeah, the great thing under Chris Fagan, there seems to be an improvement or a shift to do something different each season. What's been the big focus? Because you go back when he got in there, at first it was we're going to defend better. The next year was move the ball a bit better. What has been the next level for you guys?
Yeah, you're right. He's always got something to bring to the table each year. I think this year is probably with the rotations and the new sort of game is players been able to play multiple positions. We've probably got a fair amount of depth in our midfield, but to get more guys rolling through different areas, I think is the focus this year. So we're sort of not too one dimensional in both attack and offense. So that's going to be really exciting. We've got a lot of young guys, a lot of high draft picks that are just starting to sort of hit that 22, 23 mark, and are ready to play some good footy. So getting them through the middle in centre bounce and things like that's going to be a bit of a change.
So are we going to see different roles for any players in particular?
Without giving too much away, there's probably going to be guys that, you haven't seen in positions before, and it might be a little bit of a surprise, but we'll let that one come unfold over the next few weeks.
No, you're playing a good poker hand at the moment, keeping them nice and close to your chest. I want to ask you about one guy we haven't seen much for Brisbane, but I think he could be really important for you because what he allows others to do is Marcus Adams. Is he up and going and fit? Because when he's in there, Gardner and Andrews can go do their role a little bit easier.
He wasn't for a while. I think he's sort of just starting to play full minutes now. There's sort of fairly competitive for that sort of third tall spot at the moment. Gardner's been injured as well, so there's a few guys rolling through there. Lester's sort of reinvigorated himself as a sort of key defender, and so Marcus, Jack Payne, and Dizzy are all sort of in that area. I think it would be Marcus and Jack Payne who are sort of fighting for that spot. So some good, healthy competition, which is actually making a lot of blokes better. And, yeah, you're right, Marcus, I think you look back to what he did to Tommy Hawkins a couple of years ago where he kept him to about four or five touches. So we know his best is good enough. He's just got to get himself out in the park.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would imagine you'd like the longer games compared to what you did have last year, but did you learn any sort of tricks with the shorter game that will make you a better player this year?
I think you've got to start court as well. You can't sort of just drift into a game and expect to individually play well late in quarters and stuff last year, because quarter was over before you knew it, and sometimes you found yourself having one or no touches a quarter and you're like, oh, geez, the game gets away from you pretty quick. So yeah, I think it's just finding that I guess getting into the game quicker was something that sort of helped last year, and from a team perspective as well. If you put four or five goals on the board in the first quarter, quite often you won the game. So it's something we'll take in. Fast starts, certainly on the weekend against Gold Coast, I think we kicked 7 or 8 goals in the first quarter. So we've probably taken that in from last year, and we'll keep running with that.
Now, Joe, the obvious question is about your new recruit, Joe Danaher. He obviously dominated last weekend. What were your impressions of him coming up, and has he exceeded your expectations, or is he different? What have you thought of him so far?
He's probably different to what I thought. Like I was thinking a bit of a footy nuff, and obviously coming from that Danaher family, but he's actually just a real quiet achiever. Like he doesn't like the spotlight. He sort of goes about his business. He does his stuff, trains, like loves it all, but then he's got a lot of interest outside of footy. So I think probably coming up here has really helped him just to switch off from the footy bubble a little bit, I guess, and just getting his body right. I don't think he's really missed a session, to be honest, over the last 3 months, which probably for the last 5 or 6 years hasn't been the case. So, yeah, we're really confident from what he's shown the last 3 or 4 practice games. Look out, I think.
It's only a very small sample size, but yeah. Just having him and Hipwood, noticing how much easier it was for Hipwood just on the weekend, I mean, it's quite a scary thought about not only what Joe will do, but what others will be able to do as a result of him being there.
Yeah, and I guess for guys like Dan McStay, who,
yep,
when Joe came, the pressure was sort of on, but he's gone to another level this preseason too, so he's made sure that he wasn't just forced out. And that we're going to have to look at playing all three of them. So I think the healthy competition side of things has been the key. And I mean, you look at Eric, who's only probably, I think he's only 24, 23, 25, but still young. So he's still got so much to go in that sort of key forward space. So we've probably relied on him a fair bit over the last couple of years. So I think Joey coming in just sort of giving him that opportunity to be a bit more flexible in what he does up there.
Jared Lyons from Brisbane has joined us on The Breakfast Club. A lot of fans of your football club live in Melbourne through the old Fitzroy days, but also just the way that you've emerged through recent decades. And they're all asking about your draftees and whether or not they'll be prominent in early season matches from your perspective. Blake Coleman was your first pick, pick 24, Harry Sharp, and then Henry Smith. How are they tracking?
Blake's one of those real natural footballers. He just knows how to find it in the forward line and kick goals.
You've got a few of those.
Yeah, we do actually. Yeah, you're right. Probably a little bit off in terms of just that AFL standard fitness-wise, but he's not too far away. Harry Sharp's actually doing year 12 this year, so he's had a little bit of an indifferent pre-season. I can see him out there training now before he heads off to school. So, He'll be available, but it'll be a tough one for him. He's certainly put his hand up. He's played really well throughout the sort of intra-club games and stuff, but he's nominated year 12 as his priority, so I'm not sure what they're going to go in that regard. But yeah, if he's good enough, he can still play. And Big Smithy, bit raw, but as a big ruckman, he hasn't actually missed much this pre-season, which is, can be tough for those first-year guys. So he'll take some building into, but he's coming along nicely too.
Not forgetting, of course, that rookie pick, Grant Birchall, who we haven't heard much about either. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you got the Gold Coast coming up. Is it this week? You got the Gold Coast Sunday? Monday, in fact.
Monday night, yeah. So, yeah, back down the coast again this weekend for number 2. So that'll be nice.
Must be sick of playing them.
It's just nice to play someone other than yourself, I guess.
Fair point.
Time of year, but... yeah, it is a bit annoying, but I suppose we don't have to travel too far, and just to get a game in is nice, and hopefully everything's in line for round 1.
Have you been caught standing on the mark incorrectly of recent games?
No, I haven't. That's one thing I'm making sure I'm not going to do, is give away one of those 50 metres. So, I think there was only one in our game on the weekend, or maybe 2, so I feel like that might be pulled below average of what's been going on so far.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Huff. Now, Jimmy won't ask this question because he feels sick, but one of his favourites was Nakia Cockatoo. And
yes.
He's gone up to wear the Brisbane jumper, and apparently he has also got through pretty much the whole pre-season. How's he looking?
He almost did. I think he had a small hamstring issue a couple of weeks ago. But I think, you can tell that he's sort of a very natural footballer. He's very smooth around the ground. He's probably got injured at the wrong time, which is sort of, he hasn't played the last couple of weeks. So I don't know if we'll see him in round one, but he won't be too far away. Sort of in that Lincoln McCarthy mould of being injured all the time, but hopefully come up here and fresh start and get his body right. And I dare say it won't be too long till we see him in our covers.
Jimmy's under the desk at the moment in the fetal position. He's not appreciative of that sort of stuff. But we look forward to seeing him in the colours up there at Brisbane. Another big year expected, Jared. To you and the boys, good luck.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.